short, tried to hold fast to Southern Gaul while shaping his Franks into a catalyst people to rule the others. But only Charles, grandson of the Hammer and the son of Pepin the Short, received the name of Great. His rule became that of the Carolingian Empire, which means simply the Empire of Charles. It was different from the others. Then happened something quite unique in the West. The memory of this lost empire endured. It became a force that helped to shape a new world of the West. Charles himself became a legend, that of Charlemagne. The legend grew and spread through all the Christian lands. It was not merely the memory of an imagined golden age or an extraordinary monarch. It was something belonging to all humankind, of a ruler who led them for a brief span of years toward unimagined things now lost to them. It passed, as it were, from the palaces and churches to abide within the homesteads and along the roads. It crept into songs, and it influenced events for four centuries. This is the story of that man, as it can be reconstructed, and of the beginning of his legend.
Et misericordia eos a progenie, progenie.
Chapter 1.